Long before Dan D'Antoni became the head basketball coach for Marshall University, he got his start playing in Mullins, West Virginia. The family lived close to the former high school and an outdoor basketball court that was frequently filled with players.
I always told somebody you had to shoot real fast because, first of all the courts were uneven, you might lose your dribble, and if you shot it and missed, it'd go down the side of the hill.
He calls it West Virginia basketball. You have to make quick plays and improvise often.
So you learn to go real fast, shoot real quick, and make it, because if not, it'd go down the hill and you'd have to chase it.
He has another term for this style of ball. He calls it hillbilly ball. And while he admits the word hillbilly does have negative connotations for some people, he thinks West Virginians should reclaim it.
First of all, hillbilly was probably coined and defined by people from New York who have no idea what the people in Appalachia and how they live and who they are and the type of people. So, you know, I wanted to change it and give it a good connotation. Look, this is what hillbillies look like. And we put a team out there that's efficient. They're clean-cut young men who carry themselves well, represent the basketball program academically and on the court. And I wanted to give people, this is a new look. This is really what a hillbilly stands for: hardworking, creative, able to accomplish things.
D'Antoni grew up in Mullins while his dad, the late Louis D'Antoni, led the Mullins Running Rebels to a state title in 1955. Basketball was a huge part of his life. He recalls a childhood in the 1950s and 60s where basketball was becoming more important in southern West Virginia and around the country.
Well, I grew up in an environment where Jerry West and Willie Akers and Hal Greer and Leo Bird, basketball was the rage in the towns throughout really southern West Virginia and eastern Kentucky, Indiana, and that type of atmosphere where towns came out to watch games. It was the thing to do on weekdays and weekends.
Louis D'Antoni pushed young kids to get out and play basketball in one of the 5 outdoor courts. He even helped to construct some of the community courts when they were built. The courts became a gathering place for young people and almost a sort of training ground for players that helped Mullins earn 7 state titles.
As a young kid, Mullins was the Hoosiers before the movie. And won a state title from a very small school when there were no classifications. They were runners-up, they were champions, and they were semifinalists, the last one being beaten by West. You know, those were right in my formative years to where, you know what, it was a great, I know how the feeling I had and the passion that it gave me to play basketball. All my life, I guess I've been chasing that to repeat the experience.
Mullins sent 2 players to the NBA, Jerome Anderson and Mike D'Antoni, Dan's brother. Mike now coaches the NBA's Houston Rockets. The D'Antoni family contributed to a foundation that's working to restore the Mullins basketball courts of D'Antoni's youth.
We played constantly there, and hopefully that it'll be of use for anyone else, young person coming through, that they can go out and find the same passion we found on that court.
The West Mullins Playground will be dedicated to Louis D'Antoni later this year. Coach D'Antoni said he was proud of his upbringing and hopes, with the style of play he coaches, to get others excited about hillbilly ball as well.
I take away that last little stigma they throw on us sometimes and say, you know what, maybe you ought to change. Maybe I want to be a hillbilly when they see us play.
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Eric Douglas.